If it has a throttle, they'll feature it. This is Our Auto Expert.
I like this part of the show. I like it, where Automatic Andy gets to tell us about his driving experience.
Nick, I drove stuff with just the gas and the brake, as it should be.
Because it was automatic.
Yeah, get it?
Yeah.
That means automatic is the absence of a manual transmission.
Yeah, all right. Just tell us how you were and what you did.
Nick, I got to drive. I was in a Pacific Northwest staple today or over the week. Nick, I feel like this car, the Subaru Crosstrek, is part of a bigger meaning. It's a rite of passage within the Pacific Northwest and people that live here. When you move here, you get handed a recycle bin, a voodoo donut, some local coffee that's way too much money, and a Subaru Crosstrek. Oh, and then a North Face jacket too. This is all waiting for you as you enter the Pacific Northwest. This car is like a mini tank though, Nick. It did everything I needed it to, and then some. I have never had the urge to call a car a nugget until now. It was like a little chicken nugget because it was just all small and condensed and flavorful and convenient. And despite, Nick, a major redo for the 2024 Crosstrek, not a lot happened even though it was a redo. It's still made for utility rather than performance. But, you know, I'm not buying this car for its 0-60 time, you know what I mean? But I am buying it for its versatility and convenience. This is probably, at least to me, one of the more capable off-road compact SUVs around because you can just, it doesn't have a hard time getting down to the nitty-gritty with you. You can go across the concrete jungle or you can do a little 4x4 and have a little picnic. And it's convenient for all both of those things. It has a mix that with a decent fuel economy and voila, the Crosstrek is birthed. So what's new, Nick? Not a lot. It may look very similar to last year's Crosstrek, but the Crosstrek does undergo a complete redesign for 2024, kicking off the start of the small crossover's third generation, Nick. This year marks the first time Subaru offers the Crosstrek in a wilderness package. The Crosstrek Wilderness boasts a huge suspension with 9.3 inches of ground clearance, which means you won't have any time running over stuff in the Starbucks parking lot. More rugged exterior design features and all-terrain tires just mean that it's the little ultimate compact getting it car. Although Subaru hasn't confirmed, I'm hoping to see a plug-in hybrid variant in the lineup soon as well. But until that model launches, I think the sport trim is going to be the one to buy because you get the most powerful engine, but you don't have to spend the money for the big package. So Nick, the 2024 Crosstrek comes with 152 horsepower, 2-liter four cylinder. Nick, the cylinders, that means it's a banger, right? It's a four banger. I knew it. And all that standard, but Sport Wilderness and the limited models come with a more powerful 182, 2.5 liter four banger. I expected, Nick, 148 horsepower plug-in hybrid powertrain to join the lineup hopefully soon because the plug-in hybrids, those ones are my favorite because all electric is really fun, but when you plug in the hybrid and you get that juice and then petrol juice, I feel like it's the best of both worlds. So hopefully when that comes, it'll be 148 horsepower plug-in hybrid powertrain that joins the lineup. Maybe they can call it the E-Trek. Ooh, the E-Trek. None of these have delivered what we'd consider, though, conspicuous performance in the past, and the 2024 model is similarly spunky. While Subaru offered the outgoing Crosstrek with either a 6-speed stick or a CVT, the automaker sadly drops the manual this time around. Not so sad for me, as on most other Subaru models.
Manual hater.
Yeah, I don't like manuals. I like manuals, but not manuals. As most other Subaru models, all-wheel drive is standard. Thanks, Subaru. It's not as fun to drive, though, as some of its competition, like the V-Dub Taos or the Mazda CX series. I don't necessarily think the Mazda is very fun, but it is a little bit funner. The Crosstrek can probably do more off-roading than those crossovers, though, and it's still, you get at least the 8.7 of ground clearance, and the Wilderness gets 9.3 inches of ground clearance. So if you're wild, get the Wilderness one, because that one has a more aggressive all-terrain tire, so you don't, it gives you less cares to have to give, you know? Nick, the gas bill, isn't it going to kill you? Because the EPA told me the Crosstrek is rated, you get 28 miles per gallon in the city and 34 in the highway, which is more than decent. And depending on the configuration, you may get a little better, you may get a little worse. It just depends how much money you got. This is more than decent, especially when you realize this is all petrol, Nick. It's roomy. On the inside, I did log rolls in it because it has got a lot of room. While the new Crosstrek is about as spacious and cargo-friendly as its old cousin, Subaru has improved the seat design to be more comfortable and has added additional sound-deadening materials to dampen the noises and vibrations. It doesn't give me sacroiliac-itis when I sit in it, so it's good. The interior remains overly utilitarian, and buyers get more of a sleek design look that feel that it's newer and nicer. The Subaru straightforward style with the leather upholstery is optional, but most trims come with cloth upholstery, and higher end models will have the pattern inserts with the silver stitching. You get a lot of room in the back, and you get 20 cubic feet of space with the rear seats up and 55 when the rear seats are down, which is a lot. Nick has got a big old laptop, Nick, and the Crosstrek, you get an 11.6 inch infotainment display. That's on the cooler versions. The base models get the 7-inch, but that's okay because it's still really cool. Nick, and it's super safe. You get automated emergency braking. Sometimes that happened with me. I won't tell you why, but it did. Lane departure warnings, adaptive cruise control, and you get the latest EyeSight driver assistance feature bundle as standard, which is brand new and helps you out a lot. So, Nick, am I giving it the stamp?
Yeah, are you?
Yes.
Are you?
Yes, Nick, give me one.
Stamp it away, baby.
Nick, give me one in each color, and I'll use it as a burrito go-getter.
Oh, I like it.
Normal USPS, though. But I want one.
Yeah. They are the staple. Have you ever been up to the ski hill on the weekend?
No, I've been banned.
Have you?
Yeah.
It was when you became a snowball.
Yeah, it's when I did inner tubing and I caught terminal velocity. And I said, not anymore today, sir.
Oh, dear. If you ever go up to any of the ski hill parking lots, it's all Subarus.
Every single one of them.
It feels like it.
It's Subaru and North Face all day.
North Face, yes. So, well, I don't know. I think people in the Northwest are sometimes too cheap to have name brands for their ski gear.
You'll at least get Columbia.
Yes. You know, Gert. Gert Boyle.
Yeah, she's the grandma that I wanted.
Doesn't it sound like something you do to a big leg of meat, Gert Boyle?
You sat down and had a big old Gert Boyle.
Yeah.
Had a big chomp.
I Gert Boyled the ham.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I Gert Boyle to ham. Well, you have to wear Columbia. Gert Boyle was the Columbia person. She was in charge.
I miss her.
Yeah, she was awesome. Great clothes, too. Although, Columbia seems to be the clothes you wear on a safari nowadays. Every time I go into the store and I see Columbia, it's got, like, big safari hats and then loose-fitting shirts. And I always want things that wrap me tightly and keep me warm.
You're not going to find that in an open-backed safari hunting shirt.
Exactly. Do you know what I realized? I sold my Jeep and I never took the doors and the roof off.
You never did?
No, I have to do that with the next one.
Nick, we need to go out and party like it's the early 2000s.
Why don't we just go back a little bit further, like it's 1999?
That's when I graduated high school, Nick, and we can have the Jeep open.
We can have the roof open. Yeah, it would be nice.
We can.
So, the other thing is, what do you think we need to do about Nephew Nick curbing the wheel of the Honda Civic Type R?
I think he should curb the other three and say it's a matching stain.
Matching stains.
Uh-huh. I think he should. I think he should just bite the bullet.
I think he probably should. I'm going to turn him into the cops.
I can't believe he did that.
Yeah. So we've been driving this Honda Civic Type R around this week. They did such a good job. It makes me a better race car driver, even on the regular streets. And it just is such a love of a car to drive. It sounds great. And this morning, Nephew Nick went out for a run. And while he was out for a run, we couldn't find the car keys, so I called him. And he said, they're in my pants, in my blue shorts, in my room. I went into his room, killed a couple of socks, which were on the loose. And I fished through his short pockets and found them. And then as I'm walking out of the room, I was like, I got them. He goes, oh, yeah, sorry, I curbed the wheel yesterday.
You think he would have told you? I don't think he would have.
Well, that's a good one.
I don't think he would have.
Well, now he has to fess up on the radio, because it's been on the radio now.
I know. He goofed and told you.
Yeah, he did. All right, well, you should ask him, would you ever have said anything to Nick?
I don't know if he would have.
Yeah,
I think if we wouldn't have been inquisitive about where the car keys were, he just would have let it slide until someone else drove it. Like, what'd you do? He'd have put that on you, Nick.
Really? I'm going to say that the car has cameras that are uploaded to Honda.
Oh,
you see? Yeah. He can't be too much of a cheeky naughty.
Nick!
We've caught him in his Fibonacci.
Look at that. Pull your hand out. We're going to slap it.
All right, more Our Auto Expert on the way.
Our Auto Expert. Listen anywhere on connected devices and speakers. Our Auto Expert.